So now you understand that the gospel is just by faith in Jesus Christ, and you see how that's a little bit different than what you were thinking when I first asked you, right?
Yeah.
So based on Romans 10:9, you know, saying that we just need to pray and ask God to save us, could I just help you pray a simple prayer right now, and we can just make sure that you're saved?
Well, I've already done that.
Well, you may have prayed in the past, but let's say I pray right now, Dylan, and I ask Jesus to save me, but I don't really believe him. Would that save me?
No.
What if I prayed every day?
No.
No, I wouldn't, would I? What if I prayed and asked him to save me, but I thought being a good person was going to get me there? Would that save me? And that was kind of what you were telling me, right?
Yeah.
Or if I thought I could lose my salvation and I prayed, would that save me?
No,
because I'm not really trusting in what Jesus did. I'm still kind of trusting in myself. So do you see how what you're thinking is a little bit different? That's why I would just like to pray with you one more time. Not because, you know, words have special power, but rather because earlier you didn't fully understand the gospel. And the Bible makes it clear that once you fully understand it, that's when you need to pray and accept the Lord. And that's how you get saved. Does that kind of make sense to you?
Yeah.
So could I just help you say a simple prayer then right now?
I just think I'd rather do that on my own, maybe later at home.
Okay. Well, you said you understood the gospel, right?
Yeah.
And you see how it's different, right?
Yeah.
So why would you want to wait then?
I just feel like that's something more private just to do by myself.
Okay. Well, you know, we're never promised another second or another moment on this earth. We never know when we may be taken, right? And not only could we potentially lose our life, but we may even forget some of the things that we understood and some of the things that we believed in a certain moment. And according to the Bible, how many times did you have to be saved?
Just once.
Just one time, right? So it'd be better to just settle it now, because the Bible warns that there's some people that they kind of have that opportunity to get saved, but then they choose to not do it and they end up not getting saved. The Bible says in Luke chapter number 8, he says this, "Now the parable is this, the seed is the word of God." So there was a parable that Jesus used. He's talking about people that are preaching the gospel. And he's talking about a specific group of people in verse 12. "Those by the wayside are they that hear, then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved." So the Bible says there's some people, they hear the gospel, they accept it, it goes into their heart, right? They have that there. And the problem is, though, they choose not to end up believing in that moment. And then the devil can come and take that belief away, or take that understanding away, to where they don't end up trusting in Christ to get saved. And I showed you in Romans 10 the way we believe, right, is by calling upon the name of the Lord. So what would be better is if you just call now, now that you fully understand it. And, you know, you don't have to technically pray with me to get saved, but because you understand it right now, there's no reason to delay. What you should do is believe right now so that the devil won't come and take that understanding away from you, lest you believe and get saved. Can we just pray right now and accept the Lord?
Yeah.
All right, just repeat these following words after me. Dear Heavenly Father.
Dear Heavenly Father.